KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, the Griswold Tiger co-ed track and field meet. It was Shenandoah winning the girls' title with 187 points. Griswold the runner-up with a 131 total. Nottoway Valley at 100 points for third. Fremont Mills, Underwood, Stanton, and Lennox the rest of the field. Among the champions, Brooke Silence of Shenandoah won both the 100 and the 200 meters. Griswold got victories last night from Alex Flippen in the 800, from Rebecca Topham in the 1500. Also, Jackie Rush won the discus for Griswold last night. Also, Nottoway Valley's Destiny Scar was a winner in the 3,000-meter events in last night's action. Nottoway Valley also took the 4x200-meter relay. On the boys' side, it was Missouri Valley winning with 110 points. Griswold had 88 for second place. Southwest Valley third with 72, followed by Nottoway Valley and Stanton. First place winners include Sage Lloyd of Missouri Valley winning both the 100 and the 200 meters. Jared Corder of Nottoway Valley took the 800 and 1600 meter titles. Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley won the 3200 meters. Southwest Valley's Tony Clucky took the 110 hurdles. Also in that meet, Stanton's Alex Bechtold won the discus. Griswold's Aaron Matheny, the champ in the long jump. Colton Drake of Southwest Valley won the shot put event. Griswold won the 4x100, 4x200, and 4x400 relays. Also, Nottoway Valley took both the 4x8 and distance medley relay titles. At the Nishnabotna Girls Invitational, the team standings last night saw Sydney win the meet with 199 points. Essex with 159 was the runner-up. East Mills was third with 76, followed by Nishnabotna, Clarinda Academy, South Page, Heartland Christian, and Iowa Deaf. Also last night at the Woodbine Lady Tiger Relays, it was Logan Magnolia winning the team title with 143 points. Missouri Valley the runner-up with 109. Trainer with 98 points third. Woodbine, Charter Oak Ute, Riverside, and Boyer Valley round out the rest of the field in that meet last night. Also at the Gonzales Parish Invitational last night, hosted by Guthrie Center, the team standings on the girls' side saw Panorama win the meet with 195 points. Exira EHK, the runner-up, with 127. IKM Manning third with 124. Guthrie Center placing fourth. Glenn Ralston, Audubon, and Adair Casey, the rest of the girls' field. On the boys' side, it was IKM Manning winning the team title with 158.5 points. Panorama with a 140 total was second. Audubon placing third with 112 points. They were followed by Adair Casey, Glidden Ralston, Guthrie Center, and then Exira EHK in seventh place in that meet last night. Now, among the individual winners on the girls' side, Exira EHK's Jen Neville took the 200 meters. Rose Anderson of Exira EHK, the champ, in the 400. IKM Manning's Cheyenne Sporer won the 800 meters. She also won the 1,500-meter title. Emily Kopik of Exira EHK took the 3,000 meters. Guthrie Center's Rachel Rummelhart, the champ in the 100-meter hurdles. Also last night in the relays, Panorama wins the 4x100 and the 4x200. Panorama also grabbed the 4x4 and 4x800-meter titles. Panorama wins the sprint medley. Audubon takes the distance medley title. The shuttle hurdle title went to Guthrie Center. In the field events, Sydney Obermeyer of Audubon won the high jump. Brooke Beckman of Panorama, the long jump. Also, Desiree Klinkafoos of Panorama wins the shot put, and Shelby Lane of Panorama, the discus. On the boys' side, the individual champs, some of those included Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey winning the 100-meter and 200-meter events last night. Sam Wagner of IKM Manning takes the 400. Cameron Carroll of Glidden Ralston the 800. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK is the 1,600-meter champ. Cale Billheimer of Adair Casey wins the 3,200. Audubon's Mitchell Nelson took the 110 hurdles and also the 400-meter hurdle titles. In the relays, Panorama wins the 4x100. Audubon took the 4x2. IKM Manning the 4x4. Panorama wins the 4x800-meter relay title. IKM Manning won the distance medley relay. Audubon took the shuttle hurdle relay title. Also in the field events, the high jump title went to Sam Wagner of IKM Manning. Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey wins the long jump. Marcus Boldy of Panorama took the shot. Matt Webner of Panorama wins in the discus event last night. Also in high school sports around the area, in girls' golf, it was Atlantic winning a triangular last night as Brooke Newell shot the low round of 42 for Atlantic to lead them to a 181 total to beat Shenandoah, who had 212, and Red Oak, who had 247. Also, it was Logan Magnolia beating Audubon 244 to 73 last night. Georgia Whitel had 53 for Audubon for the low round. Tri-Center beat Underwood 192 to 210 as Haley Fisher of Tri-Center shot a 45 to lead her team. Also, Glenwood beat St. Albert 224 to 242. Creston over Sheraton 184 to 227. And Traynor shot a 194 to defeat Missouri Valley last night. In boys golf, Atlantic winning a triangular with Shenandoah and Red Oak, as Atlantic shot a 153 to beat Shenandoah, who shot 157, and Red Oak, who posted a 184. Ryan Ruzick of Shenandoah was medalist with a 34. Kyle Nelson of Atlantic was runner-up with a 35. Also, it was Audubon over Logan Magnolia, 167 to 189, as Jalen Nelson led the Wheelers with a 41. Underwood defeats Tri-Center, 195 to 203. Tri-Center's Derek Nelson, medalist with a 41. Harlan beat Clarinda 155 to 167. Glenwood over St. Albert 161 to 186. Traynor topping Missouri Valley 171 to 186. In tennis last night in girls, it was Red Oak over Atlantic 9 to nothing. Shenandoah beat Creston 6 to 3. Boys tennis, it was Atlantic defeating Red Oak 6 to 3. Clarinda 6 to 3 over Harlan. Shenandoah beat Creston 7 to 2. Denison 9 nothing over Thomas Jefferson. In girls soccer last night, Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beating Winterset 5-2. St. Albert in a shootout over Glenwood 2-1. Underwood beat Denison 10-0. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Abe Lincoln 4-0. In boys soccer, Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 3-2. In baseball, Matt Adams had three hits, including a tie-breaking two-run homer, and the St. Louis Cardinals overcame a short outing by Tim Cooney in his Major League debut to beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-3 yesterday. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Atlanta 5-1, Washington over New York 8-2. Danny Duffy pitched shutout ball into the eighth, and Eric Hosmer hit a two-run homer as the Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 8-1 last night. Also in the AL, it was the Angels over Oakland 6-5, Toronto beat Cleveland 5-1, Minnesota over Chicago 12-2, and Houston in 10 innings 3-2 over Seattle. Well, the Washington Redskins have taken Iowa offensive lineman Brandon Scherff with the number 5 pick in the first round of the NFL draft. That choice Thursday night addresses one of Washington's many needs, improving the right side of the Redskins' offensive line. Scherff, listed at 6'5 and about 320 pounds, is new general manager Scott McLaughlin's first draft pick for Washington. This was also the first time the Redskins had drafted in the first round since using the number 2 overall selection in 2012 to get quarterback Robert Griffin III. Also in action last night in the draft, the Kansas City Chiefs selected cornerback Marcus Peters with the number 18 pick in the draft, taking a chance on a player kicked off the team at Washington in an attempt to help their defense in the pass-happy AFC West. The physical Peters was considered one of the top defensive backs in the draft, but he gave many teams pause after his dismissal last November. Peters said at the annual scouting combine that it was miscommunication, mostly on my behalf, with new Huskies coach Chris Peterson's staff that led to the problems. Peters acknowledged that he didn't take the coaching transition too well. The last two Heisman Trophy winners were the first two players taken in last night's draft. Tampa Bay Buccaneers used the first pick in the draft to select Jameis Winston, the Florida State quarterback and 2013 Heisman winner. Tennessee selected quarterback Marcus Mariota of Oregon with the second selection. Mariota was last year's Heisman Trophy winner. Jacksonville selected Florida defensive lineman and linebacker Dante Fowler Jr. with the third choice. Alabama receiver Amari Cooper was taken fourth by the Oakland Raiders. Scherff was chosen by the Redskins in the number 5 spot. The rest of the top 10 had the Jets grabbing Southern California defensive end Leonard Williams with the 6th selection. West Virginia wideout Kevin White went to the Chicago Bears with the 7th choice. The Atlanta Falcons selected Clemson defensive end Vic Beasley with the number 8 pick. The New York Giants chose offensive lineman Eric Flowers of Miami with the 9th choice. And the St. Louis Rams used the 10th selection to land Georgia running back Todd Gurley. And in NBA playoff action last night, it was Chicago over Milwaukee. The LA Clippers beat San Antonio in the National Hockey League. Washington beat the New York Rangers and Anaheim topping Calgary. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.